Afghanistan's new interim prime minister, Hamid Karzai, is to be sworn into office Saturday at ceremonies in Kabul. The 44-year-old was born in Kandahar, grew up in Kabul, and studied in India, where he became interested in Mahatma Gandhi. Karzai's family and acquaintances describe him as a man who always put Afghanistan first. NPR's Jackie Lydon reports that's just what ordinary Afghans want to hear.
It's hard to do a sidewalk survey in a country without sidewalks, but in Kabul, people seem eager for Hamid Karzai's return. He's a sophisticated blend of East and West. He's multilingual, able to deliver felicitous phrases in English to the world community, or a speech in Pashto, wearing tribal dress. What people have heard in the Kabuli neighborhood of Makurian is that he's a man of the future and not the past. Abdul Halil is a 38-year-old engineer.
I'm very optimistic about Hamid Karzai. I don't know personally too much about him, but people talk of him and they say that he's an educated and a very humble man, and he always thinks about the development of this country.
Hamid Karzai comes from a political family. His father was both a prominent parliamentarian and the chief of the Durrani tribe in the south, the tribe of the king in exile, Muhammad Zahir Shah. When the huge Karzai clan started to emigrate, one brother and a sister at a time, Hamid stayed behind. An older brother, Mahmoud, lives in Laurel, Maryland. The family owns a chain of restaurants, all called the Helmand, named for the longest river in Afghanistan. It never appealed to Hamid, says Mahmoud. He was more like their father.
He had a great admiration for my father, because my father, I think, was the greatest politician that we know. His ability to get along with people, and his knowledge, and he knew everybody in Afghanistan because he was in politics for a long time. I think the skills that he has right now to get along with different groups and people, he picked up that from my father.
Hamid Karzai's attachment to Afghanistan's people long dominated his personal life, and he married late. In the 1980s, Karzai fought the Russians with the Mujahideen. He served in the Afghan government when the Soviets withdrew. But Hamid Karzai left for Pakistan after the Taliban came to power, pledging to defeat them. A turning point came in 1999. Hamid Karzai's father was assassinated on his way home from the mosque in Quetta, Pakistan. Another brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, says that at that point, the family realized Hamid was on the Taliban hit list.
Because after assassination of my father, we know he's next. And the Taliban were always concerned him as the only enemy, because he was from Kandahar and he had this popularity and support among the people.
Indeed, the Taliban had reason to fear Karzai. In October, he slipped into Afghanistan and helped defeat the Taliban forces at Kandahar. A former speaker of the Afghan Senate, Mahmud Omar Shah, quotes from a speech Karzai gave in Kandahar after the Taliban fell.
I'm the son of you. You people are my fathers. And you people are my brothers. And we are one. And I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to rob you. And we have to be united. And we do not want the past activities to be repeated here.
What Hamid Karzai preaches is a united, not a factionalized, vision of Afghanistan.
My priorities would be to stick to the ideal that I had. That is the strengthening of the national unity of Afghanistan, the return of rather absolute peace to Afghanistan and stability to the country, and to enable Afghans to earn a decent living and to be economically active and to be friendly with the neighbors and the rest of the world.
Hamid Karzai returns to Afghanistan, hoping to be the leader one Kabul doctor describes this way: the leader of us all, whether we are Pashtun or from the tribes of Persia or Hazara or others, a country no longer divided. That, say his brothers, is Hamid Karzai's personal dream. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul.